Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. On this date, 81 years ago, during World War II, on June the 6th, 1944, Supreme Allied Commander General Dwight D. Eisenhower gave the go-ahead for the largest amphibious military operation in history, Operation Overlord, the Allied invasion of northern France, commonly known as D-Day. By daybreak, 18,000 British and American parachutists were already on the ground. An additional 13,000 aircraft were mobilized to provide air cover and support for the invasion. At 6:30 a.m., American troops came ashore at Utah and Omaha beaches. And by day's end, 155,000 Allied troops, Americans, British, and Canadians, had successfully stormed Normandy's beaches and were then able to push inland. And of course, that was the beginning of the end for Germany. Well, today we have people living in Germany tuning in to Wisconsin's radio Voice of the Master. Butch recently sent me the latest statistics of where people are listening online from. I found it interesting and thought you might as well. It really illustrates the fact that WRVM is truly available around the world. So here are the latest stats for this year to date with a number of listens, if you will. Of course, the United States first with 145,387, Canada second with 6,219, France with 871, Mexico 869, and then there's Germany 722, South Africa 587, India with 196, Russia with 126, Japan with 53, Italy 42, Colombia 33, New Zealand with 25, Jamaica 24, not sure I read India 196, but there it is. Qatar, which has been in the news lately with 25, Indonesia 20, and Chile and Brazil at 17. Well, that's quite a mix of countries. As you pray for WRVM, pray for these listeners that God's word does not return void. As I look ahead to this Sunday, two things pop out at me. First, this Sunday's Pentecost. And secondly, I'm reminded that I'm scheduled to share about the WRVM radio ministry at St. John's Lutheran Church in Gillett at 9:30. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Surrey, Wisconsin, 54174. Visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.